The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNDOC, has signed an agreement with the Afghanistan government aimed at combating the illegal drugs trade in the region. The head of the UNODC, Antonio Maria Costa, signed the agreement Sunday with the Afghan Interior Ministry, establishing a new drug interdiction department. The UN office says it wants help for Afghan farmers so that they can find an alternative to growing opium. According to the United Nations, Afghanistan is the world leader in opium production, accounting for 70% of global production. Afghan authorities have told the world body that it wants to enforce drug control measures, including the eradication of opium poppy fields and the destruction of illicit drug processing laboratories. Brian Taylor is the head of a newly created anti-trafficking unit and has spent some time in Afghanistan setting up projects with the Interior Ministry.
What we've done is set up some law enforcement units in Kabul and are working towards establishing similar drug investigation units in other key provinces. The idea is to assist the Afghan police to develop enough trained officers and provide them with enough equipment to be able to tackle the traffickers in a very proactive and a very effective way.
Mr. Taylor says the new interdiction unit will be a task force with authority to stop vehicles and search premises for narcotics. The United Nations is working in Afghanistan with German officials who are helping to rebuild the police force, Italians who are rebuilding the nation's legal system, and the United Kingdom, which has an international lead on counter-narcotics expertise. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.